The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, The Inner Sanctum, Desert Death, originally aired January 9th, 1945.
Hello. Hello.
Oh,
there you are. I was afraid for a moment that you had forgotten our appointment. Why, you almost scared me to death. And that won't do after all the pains I've taken to scare you. You remember me, don't you? I'm your host on behalf of the makers of Carter's Pills. And you're to be my guest tonight in the mysterious circle of the Inner Sanctum. Come in, friends, won't you? Thank you. Take that chair by the fire. Good. And you'll become accustomed to the dim light in a moment. Don't get too comfortable, because we'll have you out of that chair with thrills and chills, shivers and quivers. You're on our side, aren't you? You'd better be. But don't worry. Instead of the arch criminals haunting us, we're going to haunt them. We're going to scare the daylights out of them. Yes. Welcome, then, friends. Welcome to the mysterious circle of the Inner Sanctum. And listen to as weird and strange a tale as ever was told. The amazing death of Mrs. Putnam. The night is dismal. A light shines uncertainly in the room of a large, gloomy mansion. Suddenly, a sobbing, hysterical woman slams the door shut, rushes to the telephone.
Get the police, quick. The police. Quiet, quiet, Walt. Oh, hurry. Please, hurry. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Police department?
This is Mrs. Putnam. You've got to save me from them. They'll kill me.
Put that telephone down.
Help, they're going to kill me. I'm being murdered.
Where are you?
Oh, they're killing me. Help, help.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello, operator. This is Jeff Hansen, police headquarters. Trace the call that just came through to us. Hurry.
That's funny, Jeff.
You hear what I heard, Porky?
I sure did, unless we're both having the same dream.
Hold it, Porky. Yes? Yes, operator. Hansen, Jeff Hansen. You have? That's swell. Write this down, Porky.
Yes, sure.
Yes. The Putnam House, Maple Street. Thank you very much.
The Putnam House?
Yeah.
Say, that's the first time in centuries we've heard that name in a police department.
Come on, Porky. Someone in that house is in great danger. We've got to get there and quickly. Put your foot all the way down on the gas.
What's all the excitement, Jeff? It's just another murder case or something. We get them wholesale.
Maybe you're right, Porky.
You're too jumpy lately, Jeff. What's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing. Just on edge.
You ought to get married. Then you'd have so many other troubles, you wouldn't have time to think of yourself. You know, everybody should get married. At least once.
Especially you, Porky.
Oh, I'd get married tomorrow if I knew a girl who'd love me for myself alone.
Keep your eyes on the road, Miss Advice to the Lovelorn.
All right, all right. I forgive you for the crack. Now, look, Jeff. You and me is a great detective. Only you can solve everything but the mysteries of the heart. So what does nature do? Nature endows me with the wisdom which you ain't got in that department. Ain't nature wonderful? Sending me to straighten out your amours? Now, first of all, you got to learn to treat love lightly.
This is Maple Street, Porky.
Oh, okay. I'll take up the lessons in love where I left off later.
Pull up, Miss Lovelorn. Here we are. Let's go.
Right, Jeff. It's a pretty old house. Ain't exactly a haunted place, but A ghost could feel at home here.
No, Miss Silly, this house is fairly modern. What are you muttering about?
Yeah, I'm counting the stairs. Didn't you teach me to observe everything?
17.
Now remember, keep your eyes open and your mouth shut.
You know how reliable I am, Jeff.
Yeah, I do.
Yes?
We're from police headquarters.
One moment, please. You can't come in like that.
It's all right, Williamson.
Yes, Miss Lewis.
Come in, please.
Thank you, miss. My name is Jeff Hansen. This is Ed Lamb, better known as Porky.
I'm Lois Putnam.
Hi, Miss Putnam.
Did you say you were from police headquarters?
Yes.
That's odd. How did you find out so soon?
We had a telephone call.
From whom?
It was a woman. I believe she said her name was Putnam.
What? Oh, no. When did you get this call?
Only a few minutes ago. The woman screamed that she was being murdered. She cried out for help.
Oh, no, no. What in heaven's name are you talking about? My aunt is dead.
Dead?
Yes. She died 2 hours ago.
Her name was Mrs. Putnam?
Yes, Martha Putnam.
You say your aunt died 2 hours ago?
Yes.
But we received a phone call for help only 20 minutes ago.
But that's impossible. Are you sure the call came from here?
It was traced to your number. Besides, I believe the woman said her name was Mrs. Putnam. Isn't that right, Porky?
It sounded like it.
This is some idiot's idea of humor. The poor woman has been dead more than 2 hours.
Lois, you should rest. You haven't closed your eyes.
I will, Doctor. These men are from police headquarters.
Oh?
This is Dr. Holloway.
Doctor?
Detective Hansen, did you say?
Jeff Hansen. This is Ed Lamb.
Hi, Doctor.
Were the police informed of your aunt's death, Lois?
They traced a strange phone call back to this house, Doctor. Somebody screamed for help.
From this house?
Yes.
Then why didn't we hear it?
Perhaps we made a mistake. However, we're forced to sort of look around. Please forgive us, Miss Putnam.
Do whatever you like.
Thank you.
We thought you'd better lie down, Lois.
I'll be all right.
Borgie, I want you to make a thorough search of the house and don't let anything go unnoticed.
You betcha.
Oh, Doctor.
Yes, be back in a moment, though. What is it?
If you don't mind, Doctor, I'd...
Do you wish to ask me questions?
Please.
But all right.
What caused Mrs. Putnam's death?
The causes of her death were quite natural. A blood clot lodged itself in the veins of her heart. You may have heard it called coronary thrombosis.
How many members are there in the family?
Well, there's Lois and Mrs. Putnam's brother. He's very ill, and his sight is failing.
Is there anyone else?
Yes, there's Joel Adams, the gardener. He lives in the back of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
He and the butler have been with Mrs. Putnam for years.
Mm. Would you mind, Doctor, if I looked at Mrs. Putnam?
If you wish, just follow me.
A fascinating mystery, Train? A strange telephone call late at night. A woman screams for help, a dog barks, two shots ring out, and then the police dash to the house and find that the woman died of natural causes 2 hours earlier. Riddle me that, my friend. Oh, have no fear, for the day of ghost-like voices from the dead and the day of superstition is past. Or is it? We shall see. We shall see. This way, Mr. Hansen.
Thank you. Why do you keep this door locked?
Oh, simply to avoid any ceilings. They're all so high-strung.
Oh. What's the matter with your hand, Doctor?
You mean this bandage?
Hurt yourself?
Well, just clumsiness. While cutting some gauze, I slipped my hand. It bled rather profusely.
I'm sorry for all this inconvenience, but in my business, it's wisest to check on everything.
I understand. You wish to examine the body more thoroughly?
No. No, I don't think so. She looks rather natural for a corpse. There we go.
Yes.
May I see the butler now?
Yes, this tassel will bring him in just a few moments.
After I see him, I'd like to talk to the others, too.
Oh, you'll be tactful with Lois, won't you? She's quite broken up. She was attached to the old lady.
Of course.
Did you ring for me, Dr. Holloway?
Yes, Williamson. Detective Hansen wishes to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
And now, if you'll excuse me, I'll take a look at Lois.
Quite all right, Doctor.
Excuse me.
Your name is Williamson, I gathered.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been working for Mrs. Putnam?
32 years.
Long time, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
By the way, did you hear any odd noises or screaming this evening?
No, sir.
You did hear 2 shots, though, didn't you?
No, sir.
You're not frightened, are you, Williamson?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am. This house isn't what it seems on the outside.
Oh?
No, it's full of hatred. Everyone hated Mrs. Putnam, and she hated all of us. The Lord found vengeance. She didn't deserve to live. There wasn't a kind thought in her head.
Who killed her?
The devil took her.
Who fired those 2 shots?
Lightning struck twice.
Where is the dog?
In Hades with his mistress.
Don't think you're fooling me, Williamson, by avoiding my question. Take me to Mr. Putnam's room.
Yes, sir. It's right here. He's very ill, though. Shall I knock?
No. No, you may go.
Yes, sir.
Who is it?
I'm sorry to intrude. Are you Mr. Putnam?
Who are you?
Detective Hanson, police headquarters.
Oh, the police, eh? What are you doing in my house?
I thought the house belonged to your sister.
It belongs to me now. What business is it of yours? Who else would she leave everything to?
Mr. Putnam, did anything unusual happen to your sister earlier this evening? I mean, has she been ill?
Cat was never ill in her life.
Would there be any reason for anyone murdering her?
Murdering? I don't know. Maybe. She's hurt each and every one of us. She ruined Lois' life by sending her fiancé away many years ago. She made me into the wreck I am with her cruel tongue and her devilish disposition. She was responsible for the death of the gardener's wife long ago. Hasn't done a kind thing in her life. If she's been murdered, then I say good riddance.
Is it possible that all of you had given her cause to treat you that way?
Don't you dare say that. You stupid, foolish maniac. You didn't know her. How dare you? Get out of my room. Get out of my house. Get out of my...
I'm sorry, Mr. Putnam. I didn't mean to upset you. I'll go now.
Jeff! Hey, Jeff!
Yes, Porky?
Hey, I've been looking for you.
Yes?
Yeah, I've been all over the house. I checked on everything. 15 rooms, 19 windows, 8 beds, 3 fireplaces, and 3 bathrooms.
And nothing looks suspicious?
No. You think maybe there is some mistake, Jeff?
I don't know. A phone call being traced here is absolute. They never make a mistake. But her voice and her death almost 2 hours before we got the call makes it strange. I must confess I'm stumped.
Did you talk to everyone?
I'd like to talk to the gardener. But right now, we'll pretend that everything's all right. That we made a mistake. We'll drive away and then come back later.
You mean you really ain't thoroughly convinced?
That's right, Porky. I've got a hunch that we're up against a case that's stranger than any we've ever known or heard of. Get in the car, Porky, and don't look back.
Right, Jeff.
I don't want them to think that we're even slightly suspicious. They may be watching us from the window. Throw on your lights and get the car started.
Yep.
Porky.
What, Jeff?
Don't move. Just look over there.
Where?
Right straight in the beam of the light.
Why, I don't... What do you mean?
In the garden. That mound of earth.
Looks kind of fresh.
Right.
Holy Mazuma. You think maybe somebody's buried under there?
We'll soon find out. Drive the car down a few blocks. We'll come back on foot and very quietly.
Jump a catfish, Jeff.
Hit the rock. Just loosen it.
How much deeper are we going to dig, Jeff?
The earth is still soft. We haven't reached what we're after.
What are we after?
We'll know soon enough.
You think the old lady might be buried here and the body in the house of somebody else?
I don't know.
Hey, Jeff.
Huh?
Jeff, I hit something firm with my shovel. Feels like a body.
All right. Don't use the shovel anymore.
We'll dig with our hands. Porky, you're right. It is a body.
Yeah, it feels like it's wrapped up in a rug of some kind.
All right. Get a grip on it.
We'll pull it up.
Okay.
Let's go.
It's
the dog.
The dog. We heard barking on the phone.
Then there were shots, and that woman's voice did come from this house. They killed the dog and the woman, too.
Ah, are you completely mystified? Wondering about the strange death of Mrs. Putnam and what will happen next? Well, there's no need to be frightened. We know how old-fashioned it is to stop like this suddenly and leave you in mid-air wondering about the outcome of the story.